sharing gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number to be with me is 1-866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by all the Dirt Doctor communication things, starting with the website, dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter, it's free. Just fill out the form on dirtdoctor.com homepage. The Organic Club of America, the green button on the left, that's the members area, and that's where you can access the seminars, answers on a priority basis, special offers and seed and various kinds of things, videos that are only available there. It's where all the stuff starts, and then it moves into the public part of dirtdoctor.com. The books, I have 16. The last one is the Organic Lawn Care book. We have books on various subjects all related to this natural organic approach, and they're available in the typical places where you buy books. You can order them online. A lot of the bookstores, you'll find some of my books, especially in the Texas area. YouTube, we have a bunch of stuff. The library of information on dirtdoctor.com is where everything is arranged in alphabetical order. So if you're looking for a question to be answered during the week, that might be where you'll find it. The Texas Organic Research Center is the not-for-profit area, doing the collection of research and also research being done by the Texas Organic Research Center. We had a couple of questions come in over the break, and one of them was kind of interesting because I got a tip that I probably ought to pass on this one. Rats getting into cars and eating the wires. We had a couple of people sometime in the last few weeks say that there was a lot of this going on out there. I haven't seen it myself, have in the past. But somebody called right at the end of the show when it came up that last time with a tip that you need to hear, and that was if you're having the problem or if you want to prevent the problem, other people are having it, put a dish of water somewhere near your car or under the car, because what the rats or mice are looking for is not to get into a warm place. They're looking for moisture, and they're eating into the wires and things like that to try to get to moisture. So if you give them a source of some moisture, it might eliminate the destruction that they're doing. Okay, back to the phone lines. We're going to go to 990 AM listener Christine in Mount Laurel, New Jersey next. Hi, Christine.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
This is the second summer in a row that we're infested with lawn crickets. Do you have any advice?
Well, these are the crickets. You got crickets that are running around on the surface, not the mole crickets down in the ground.
I'm really not sure. I know they are on the surface. I mean, my lawn looks like a moving carpet sometimes.
Okay. Well, that's the regular ones. They're a little bit easier to control for some people than the mole crickets. Mole crickets you deal with beneficial nematodes and things like that. The regular black crickets, and we have pretty good information about them in our book, The Texas Bug Book, and on the website too. But first thing I would do, Christine, is dust the area with natural diatomaceous earth. The way they move around, they're very susceptible to the DE dehydrating them and killing them. And the DE, the natural diatomaceous earth, is very good for the soil. It provides a source of available silica and does some good things like that. The crickets are also very sensitive to oils, orange oil, and essential oils like Essentria. There's one that you'll find even in the big box stores called Eco Smart, and there are others. What you want to look for on the label are various herbs, various plants, and it's the essential oils from these herbs like clove, peppermint, rosemary, various, you know, fragrant herbs, and they're not repellents. They kill. They kill insects, and crickets are pretty susceptible to those kinds of things.
And then those oils are applied how?
Well, they're sprayed just like you'd spray a toxic chemical pesticide, except we're spraying something that's non-toxic in this case and smells good. You'll like the way they smell and does a very good job of controlling these little beasts. You might want to dust some diatomaceous earth out, see if that takes care of it, and in the meantime start looking around and find one of the essential oil products and get you a sprayer, backpack sprayer or a pump-up sprayer works better than a hose-in sprayer because the hose-in sprayer doesn't mix very well. You have to depend on the little plastic device to mix it for you, and you really want whatever's coming out the nozzle to be the mixture you want to have. So backpack sprayers and pump-up sprayers and power sprayers, if you hire a landscape company or a pest control company to come over and spray for you, that's what they'll use.
Okay, now let me ask you something. You did mention black crickets. We also have brown crickets. Are they the same?
Yeah, any cricket that's running around on the surface of the soil will be dispatched quite well by any of these things that we've been talking about.
All right, thank you so very much.
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Let's go to Centerville, 660 AM, Margaret's turn. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning. My latest project is I'm having some horse paddocks, pretty good size, that were sugar sand open, and I could just pull individual weeds, mm-hmm. by hand. But now they are covered with weeds maybe 5 to 6 feet tall, thanks to the rain that we've had.
Okay.
One is a woody type that is, and someone is really using a chainsaw to saw off the base, so I'm ending up with stalks of weeds. The other is, I don't know, it's a rather succulent stem with stickers on the stem and a tassel of seeds at the top. Nonetheless, there are piles now of these weeds, and they're not a compost pile, it's just piles of weeds. Is there something that can or should be done to the base where the piles are going to be put that would discourage weeds from coming out next year?
Well, if it's bare soil, Margaret, nature doesn't like a vacuum. Nature's going to try to germinate something to cover the bare soil. So we've either got to cover it ourselves with shredded tree trimmings mulch or some kind of a green cover crop, or there's going to be weeds growing again. That's just how nature works. So you're going to have to do one or the other, or you're going to have to use a flamethrower weeding device or spray some strong vinegar or fatty acid product and kill them when they first get started, when they first germinate and first start to grow. The woody weed that you're talking about that had to be cut with a chainsaw, did it have real rough sandpapery kind of leaves?
Yes.
Okay, that's cucklebur.
Well, no, there's no seeds on it. Well, if there must be seeds because the weeds come, but I've had cuckleburs and it's not that.
Okay.
It's not that. It has a really sizable root. I have dug the roots out by hand. Otherwise, they come back out from the ground. But this is in just loose sand, areas that had no weeds. Well, because the horses were there and walked on it. But,
right,
But it, I guess, from neglect by not being there.
Well, anytime you have bare, idle soil, it's going to grow weeds. There's
right.
nothing you can do to prevent that. So you're going to have to look into getting one of those flamers like I talked about. There's one called Red Dragon, I believe is the name of it, but there's several on the market. If you do a search for flame weeders, mm-hmm. they're propane. They run off of propane, and they're very effective for a situation like you have. When the weeds first get started, you just run this thing over them, and you don't burn the weeds. You keep the flame above the little weeds, but you get it close enough to where the heat builds way up and it melts and kills the whole weed. Very effective.
Okay. But that would be when the weeds get started. I'm wondering what to do about the mature weeds that are being taken off the soil, the top.
Well, I'd put them in the compost.
Is it helpful to put something on the base of where the piles of weeds are before they are allowed to, compost or whatever?
Mixing compost, mixing molasses with them and composting them is what you should do with moisture. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, but that's what we need to do is compost the weeds. There's no question about it. Howard Garrett, back after this.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will, too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. The number is 866-444-3478. Cordell, Texas, is that right, Jim? Or is Matt Cordell using an interesting spelling here?
Cordell.
Cordell?
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's about 50, 60 miles north of Tifton.
Okay.
On I-75.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call, Howard.
You bet.
I've got some tomato plants that are cherry tomatoes, and about 3-4 weeks ago, I noticed that the leaves and the limbs coming off the main stalk were going, falling off and going. It was going bare. I came outside at night with an ultraviolet light to see if I had any tomato hornworms or anything, any bugs or anything, and nothing showed up. What's the problem? Is it a soil problem or what?
Where are they disconnecting from the plant?
Pardon me?
Where are the limbs that are falling off disconnecting? Are they shriveling up, or are they falling off with or a clean break right at the...
A clean break right at the stalk.
Huh. Well, that does sound like, if it's a tomato hornworm, they'd be eaten off back to that point. So,
right.
I don't know. That's kind of a strange one. Do you have a camera? You can send me a picture of it?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Send it to us, info@dirtdoctor.com. Haven't seen that. The most common thing is the early blights finally moving on up the plant and turning a lot of the lower limbs brown and all that. But just green limbs falling off the plant is kind of a strange phenomenon.
Yeah, it's they're up about maybe 2-2.5 feet away from the soil, going up the stem. And then after that, I got some leaves, not as many as I used to have. I got some leaves and some tomatoes growing, but it's just like somebody went down the edge of the stalk and just, pulled off all the darn limbs coming off the stalk.
Well, one thing that it could be some kind of rodents getting in it and breaking the limbs off. It could be mice, rats, squirrels. It could also be birds getting in and doing that, especially if there's some small tomatoes in there that they're trying to go after, and they're sitting on these other limbs and breaking them off.
Okay, I never even thought of that because I thought they'd just go for fruit or something, the fruit.
Well, that could be. They could be going for the fruit, but in the process, they're knocking those other limbs off.
It's nothing in the soil or anything.
That wouldn't be an insect or disease or anything at all. That's some kind of beast, some kind of physical damage to the tomatoes. I was dining on some nice little cherry-like tomatoes in my garden yesterday. They're starting to form and produce again, like in this cooler weather. So I think you might want to do some repelling, some garlic pepper tea or something like that, spraying in the area, and maybe you'll repel whatever's doing that damage.
Okay, I'll try that.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Garlic Mike. How you been, Mike?
Doing great, Howard. Great show as always. Beautiful day to get out in the garden. And I've got a curveball for you. I've never heard you talk much about mushroom cultivation. We're going to be doing a bunch of the garlic projects, and I've got a whole bunch of material from landscaping crews, and in that material will come some occasional logs, you know, branches, trunks that didn't go through the grinder. And I want to take them and try to cultivate a little wild mushroom bed. I know there are a couple of little groups around here that do that. And I just want to know what you knew about it.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I think you should do it. The one organization that you might want to contact is the Kerr Center up in Poto, Oklahoma. They were doing a lot of research on various kinds of things. And the last time I visited them, which was quite a while ago, they had a big mushroom growing operation there and would have some good advice for you. There's one of the best little websites I've run into is called Mushroom People. Have you seen that one yet?
I have not. I found a mushroom identification group on Facebook that kind of got me started.
Okay. Go to Mushroom People is the name of, and it's very well done as far as the way they laid it out and the way they explain cutting the logs, inoculating the holes, dry, putting the wax in, then keeping the moisture there. They go through it, you know, one step at a time, and it's as good an explanation as I've seen. Mushroom People.
Outstanding.
You know, I need to do the same thing, so I will use this as an excuse to get me some going at my place too.
Yet another research project on our list, eh?
There you go. Thanks, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Talk to you later. Number is 866-444-3478. Brian, 660 AM once again in Gainesville. Hi, Brian.
How you doing, Mr. Gary?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
All right. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Yes, sir, to you.
Thanks. I went to the feed store yesterday to pick up some I wanted to use this year, and I was looking at the price of corn gluten meal, and they were mentioning how it's gone up about 50% from the first part of the year, and they didn't really know why, and I thought, you know, maybe do you?
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. The price of corn in general is kind of because it keeps going up because of the ethanol production. You know, they're selling a lot of corn mm-hmm. to make ethanol, and that's part of the problem, and that shouldn't be being done. You know, it's bad for the gas and bad for everything else.
Yeah, engines, yeah, everything.
Yeah, tears up gaskets and all kinds of stuff. And then the other part of it is that the other governments, other countries, China being one of them, buy our corn gluten as a protein source. And so that's really affecting the price of it. Let me put you on hold, and we'll chat off there a minute if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. To Dallas, it's Tom's turn. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Howard. Good morning to you.
Same to you, sir.
Got a little Bahia infestation in a lawn which is otherwise mainly St. Augustine and Bermuda, and it got started because the fella didn't mow regularly and allowed them to go to seed. And Bahia, boy, howdy, that thing is invasive.
Now, that's kind of a mess, Tom, because nothing will kill it that won't kill St. Augustine grass. So.
Well, I looked around, couldn't find anything to put on it per se to kill it, but I had read that it does not like fertilization, especially anything high nitrogen.
Well, that's probably true. If you kick the fertility up, just be a little more consistent with what you're doing, it probably will encourage the St. Augustine grass, but to get rid of it, I don't think it will. I tell you one other thing you might try, though. There's the only selective organic herbicide on the market currently is the product called Crabgrass Killer from AgriLawn.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about
it
that.
It might work on Bahia. I don't know, but it might. It'd be worth trying it in an area and just to see, because that's a real messy problem that you got there.
It's called Crabgrass Killer, and that's from Agro, isn't it?
AgriLawn, one word. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer, and you may still find it in some stores.
Okay.
With the old label on it.
All right.
And the old label was, what the heck was it? Garden Weasel Crabgrass Control.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Garden Weasel. Yeah. I'll look for it under both names. So that's one thing to do. And then I wondered about a good organic source of high nitrogen.
Well, I was going to tell everybody, I was talking to Brian off the air a little bit about corn gluten meal.
Uh-huh.
And corn gluten meal fits that bill. It's a quote-unquote high-nitrogen organic fertilizer. But the stuff's price has gone through the roof. He said that what he paid $20 for in the spring is almost $50, 40-something bucks or whatever.
Wow.
And at that cost, it doesn't make any sense, you know, to pay for it. So the other high nitrogen kind of organic choices would be in the meal category, the fish, soy, and there's negatives and positives about all these things. What I told him in his situation would be to use one of the blend products, and the three out there that I would recommend the most would be Maestro Grow, Green Sense, and Nature's Guide. They all have real good blends. They're alfalfa based and work great and would cost a lot less than the corn gluten meal.
Well, I was going to ask specifically about alfalfa meal, whether...
I think it's great. I think it's the greatest ingredient in organic fertilizer you can have.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about compost? Isn't that usually pretty high nitrogen?
No, it's not. Compost is usually around 1%, and we don't mind that, generally speaking, you know, because when we're doing an organic program, nature doesn't use a fertilizer more than 1%, and we don't need to in an organic garden, really, either. But when we have a specific situation like yours, and we want to use something that's got a higher NPK for a specific reason, then we have to go into the fishes and the feather meals and the things like that that people use to get those numbers up.
All right. Well, one last practice that I read might help. Bahia thrives. I mean, it's real good about drought. It has a lot of characteristics to make it a great grass otherwise, but of course, Bermuda and St. Augustine, Bermuda survives drought, no problem. St. Augustine gets hurt by it. But the converse, watering a lot and mowing low encourages Bermuda, and it will encourage St. Augustine, except maybe, I don't know about in this heat, I'd have to water an awful lot.
Well, St. Augustine really likes a little higher mowing than Bermuda. Bermuda can take low mowing. Buffalo grass can take low mowing. But St. Augustine grass, you're going to stress it pretty good mowing it real low.
If I mow, yeah, I really didn't want to take it under about 3 inches. That's about as far as I would
No, I agree with that. And I'll do that and load it up with, you know, Garrett juice and one of these blend fertilizers and, you know, just do a lot more volume than you normally would do and try this AgriLawn product and let's see what happens.
I'll try it on a test plot there in the front yard.
You're in charge of this research.
I'll let you know.
Okay, see ya.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Collin County someplace and talk to Steve. Where are you in Collin County, Steve?
Morning, Howard. Outside of Farmersville.
Okay, what's up?
Oh, not much. We have a stock tank out here, and on the water side of the dam, okay, on the dam, on the water side where the water comes up when it's full, there's a pretty good-sized willow tree. And I was wondering if I should remove that to prevent maybe the dam from leaking in the future.
Well, the engineers that deal with that sort of thing would always tell you to get rid of it, that it could cause a channel, you know, if the root rotted for the water to get out. I see ponds in the country, you know, by the thousands all the time that have trees growing in the dams and doesn't seem to be a big problem. But if you want to follow what the engineers recommend, yeah, you'd take it out.
Okay. I appreciate that. Also, a comment on your digging out the trees to expose the root flare. On the creek side of this same dam, well, I did that on several trees last fall, and this year they have really, really taken off and look a lot healthier, and I appreciate that that info.
It makes a big difference. I'm glad you were able to see it.
Huge difference. I appreciate the show, Howard.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, the trees in the dam kind of thing, I mean, it's consistent. It's 100%. The guys in that business will tell you to get them out of there. I'm just always scratching my head pretty good when I see dams in the country with trees growing all over the dams, and you know, water seems to be holding fine. But you know, they studied it in school. I didn't. So Warren in Dallas next up on 660 AM. The Answer. Hi, Warren. Hello, Warren. Let's put Warren back on hold, Matt. See where he's hanging out and go instead to North Fort Worth and talk to J.C.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi, J.C.
Hey, I have a question, a health question. What information do you have or opinion on getting the vaccine for shingles?
Well, you're going to get me in trouble, aren't you, J.C.?
Got to ask somebody.
I'm not a vaccine guy in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Shingles is a terrible disease, extremely painful. I think that nutrition and all the things that we talk about here are a good way to prevent it a lot. One of the things that you might want to do is talk to Marty Whittakin. She has MDs and specialists on her show all the time that are talking about specific things like that regarding human health. She is also on our app now, on the Dirt Doctor app, and her show replays during the week, you know, interspersed with my show. And you can go to her show, MartyRadio.com, or whatever her website is. Marty Whittakin is who I'm talking about. Yeah. And listen to her podcast, but you can also listen to our app and hear her show too. And you might want to give her a call and ask her about that. People get mad at me every time it comes up, but I'm just not a fan of vaccines in general.
Well, I'm the same way, but like the comeback that all the doctors have when they say, well, if you ever had it, you'd wish that you had.
Yep.
And I had a family member that had it, and they said the same thing. And so I'm totally in the boat with you. I'm anti-vaccine myself, but I just question this one, if it has any benefits.
I tell you what I'd recommend you do, no matter which way you decide to go on this, JC. If you're not taking the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics on a daily basis, I'd strongly recommend it. It's the best product in that category out there. It's been fermented for 4 years or longer and doesn't even have to be refrigerated. It's fantastic. I had surgery recently on my face. I had deviated septum. It was a mess. And you can tell I'm still stopped up a little bit from it. I got stitches out just a few days ago. But I had to, you know, I took the doctor's advice and took the antibiotics, you know, that they recommend. And what I talked to Marty about that, and she and I pretty much agreed the same way. Take the antibiotics when you need to, but realize it's going to foul up your gut health. And when you're done, you load up with the O'Hara's probiotics even stronger than normal. I'm taking about double the dose right now that I was taking before.
What kind of operation did you have on your face?
I had a deviated septum. Once I couldn't breathe out of the left side of my nose at all. It was just completely shut down and had just a mess in the rest of my sinus cavities. And had first surgery I've ever had in my life, and I can breathe very well. It's still a little stuffy. You can probably tell a little bit, you know, still healing, but getting that first breath of air when I had the stents taken out was pretty exhilarating, I'll tell you.
Very good. Okay. Thank you very much for your help and your time.
Okay. Good luck. Talk to you later. We got an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Warren, let's see if he's there now. Warren.
Hey, how are you? Sorry about the hold earlier.
There you are. What's up?
Hey, I'm a latecomer to the organic thing, much to my own fault, but I got kids now and kind of want to switch over. But we had big, grandiose plans for the front yard. We're going to put in a couple of gradual berms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, I have San Augustine now, and it's just in horrible condition. The previous owner, he just, I guess, was on just really strong fertilizer for a long time. And our clay, we have the blessing and curse of North Texas clay over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I really like to amend the soil. Our plans are to build kind of like a water-wise kind of meadowscape, I guess,
uh-huh.
Like habitat for buffalo grass. And I was wondering about the berms. If I get the same kind of dirt, like North Texas clay, for a landfill to build the berm, should I amend the soil on, like, should I build the berm first and then amend the clay on top of that berm? Or should I amend a bunch of soil and then push it into a berm?
Well, that's a good question, because there have been some big commercial projects in Dallas where they've done native plants and they're doing an organic program, supposedly, and they spent $11 jillion bringing in fancy soil to plant the stuff in. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It happened at the George Bush Library, for one place.
I was going to hint toward that question.
It's silly as it can be. It's just throwing money away, because those plants are designed to grow in the native clay soils. And and so you save money by building with the proper soil that they like to be in anyway. And then your improvement to the surface can be limited to just some loosening up, maybe spraying hydrogen peroxide to get a fluffiness and a little bit of just a very small amount of.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Concerned about drought? Think Hydrotain. When you're planting new shrubs, trees, flowers, or sod, think Hydrotain. Want to reduce your water bill? Think Hydrotain. After years of commercial use by golf courses, nurseries, sod farms, and top landscapers, Hydrotain is now available to you. Hydrotain allows you to water up to 50% less and maintain healthy, great-looking plants and turf. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain, or order directly from Hydrotain.com. That's HYDRETAIN.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega, new from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month, and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and dirtdoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
With you, I hung up accidentally on JC because the birds flew in on me and kicked me off the air as we were talking about building the berms to plant native grasses. And just to finish that up real quickly, you need to build the berms, if you go in the native route, with the native soil. It's the way to go. Saves money, and it's better for the plants. And you have to water less later than if you bring in a bunch of improved, expensive soil like a lot of these big commercial landscape projects do. It's really, really silly. And then whatever you want to plant, whether it's habiturf, which is the mixture of three different grasses that the wildflower people down in Austin came up with, and the other is out of Junction, Texas, the Native American Seed Company. They have a version of that and do the native planting and sell the seed and go that route. Or you can plant transplants either way you want to go. I think that's how more and more of the landscaping ought to be, with these water restrictions and water problems that we have. JC, I apologize for that. Call me back if you had anything else that we needed to cover. And real quickly, those of you that didn't hear in the first hour, wonderful dog, maybe already adopted. It's such a cutie. We've got on our SPCA button on dirtdoctor.com is Nubs, 3-month-old, 15-pound boxer, just a beautiful little puppy. So let's check him out and get him a home for sure. And now let's get back to the phones. Dan in Grandview next up. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Howard. Hey, about 6 weeks ago or so, you were talking about a tool called the weed wrench.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like something I could use, so I got one from the new manufacturer. And, well, within about an hour, I broke it.
Yeah, I saw your email. It was the white one.
That's right, yeah. Oh, that's right, I did copy you.
Yeah,
on that.
You sent that to me. I hated to hear that. I thought that those would be a great way to go for people that had those woody weeds to get rid of.
Oh, well, the rest of the story, after some back-and-forth email with the manufacturer, they sent me a new one, and I returned the broken one.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, they wanted to evaluate what went wrong, which I thought was good.
Yeah.
And yesterday was the first day I had a chance to really put it to the test. And after about 2 hours, I was whooped, and it wasn't broken.
Oh, good, good. And what was the brand name of this one?
That's the Uprooter.
Uprooter, okay.
So if anybody thinks they might have a use for that tool, I can at least vouch for their customer service.
Well, I was disappointed to see that it broke, but I'm very impressed that they followed up and got it right. That's great. Thanks for following up on that, Dan.
Not a problem. Thanks for the good show. Oh, and I just went through the new newsletter, and your math looks good.
Okay, good. I'm always worried about that. I'm so dyslexic. I'm terrible with numbers, as you probably know if you listen along here.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Yeah, you too, Howard.
I'll talk to you later. Yeah, he's talking about the hydrogen peroxide chart we just did in the new newsletter, telling you about the mixing rates for the 3% and the concentrated 35% for all the different uses for swimming pools and koi ponds and all rain barrels and all that kind of thing. And we'll continue to add to it and make it better as we go, hopefully. Robert is next up in Sulphur Springs. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, Howard. A couple of years ago, my wife and I started transplanting some redbud trees that we've been finding back on the creek bank.
Uh-huh.
Been doing pretty good, but the one I planted transplanted about 2 years ago, it grew really fast, beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Got up about 5 foot tall, and about a month and a half ago, it started looking a little bad. Leaves on the bottom started turning brown. We did Garrett Juice Plus root drench, and it picked up a little bit. And it started looking bad again, so I mixed up some more Garrett Juice Plus and put in, I thought I had enough hydrogen peroxide, but I had about an ounce and a half, and I thought that'll work, to a gallon. And I sprayed it, and in about 2 weeks, the leaves started turning a dull brown. They're still green, but they're not bright green like they were. And the ones on the bottom, some of them are just curling up and falling off. What did I do wrong?
You put hydrogen peroxide in the Garrett Juice spray?
Yes.
Did you use 3% from the grocery store or concentrated?
No, 3% grocery store.
And an ounce and a half per gallon?
Probably less than an ounce and a half because I didn't have very much peroxide.
Yeah, that's not enough to have done anything, to be honest with you, Robert. You need the 3% stuff, you need to get up around 16 ounces per gallon of spray for it to do any good. So that wouldn't have been the burn.
Yeah.
You can sometimes get burned spraying plants in just the heat, the heat of the day. So that's a possibility. But I don't think it would have been the hydrogen peroxide that it would have done in this case at all.
Well,
hopefully it's a temporary thing and it'll leaf out and come back and be okay for you.
These trees, when you transplant them, can you water them too much?
Oh, yeah, you bet. You can overwater a native plant like a redbud easier than leaving it too dry.
Okay. Well, that may be part of the problem.
Well, what you need to do is get your golf club probe, cut the head off at an angle, probe that soil, maintain a reasonable moisture level, not too wet, not too dry, and hopefully your tree will kick those bad leaves off and leaf out and you'll be fine.
Very good. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the call. Harley, hang on. I'll talk to you off the air before we get away from here. Those of you that haven't yet, try our website, dirtdoctor.com, and try our newsletter. It's free. Just let us know you want it. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Check out all the new stuff going on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor. Enjoy the rest of this Labor Day weekend and enjoy your gardens, as always. And, of course, don't forget to feed and water the birds. If you have a question in the meantime, send it to us, info@dirtdoctor.com.